we can call ourselves to order. And I think Amy had in the agenda that we would do an expanded meet and greet. And so I think we have some new folks joining us, and some folks who were on last time who who are around for prior UAB meetings who may not have met everyone. So anyway, I can start. My name is Jocelyn Pease. I have been with the UAB for a couple years now. I'm not remembering the first year I started. It was probably 2 or 3 years now. And outside of the UAB, I am a utility lawyer. I work primarily with gas and electric utilities, but also work with water utilities, and a particular area of focus in my utility practice is rate setting. And that's a big part of my interest in serving on the UAB. And I think from last year, I was the vice chair. And I think this year, or in this meeting, I don't know if we're doing it this meeting because I don't see it on the agenda, but at some point anyway, I believe that we're going to be doing elections, and we can talk more about those roles and we'll fill those roles. But anyway, we can leave it over to other folks for.
Sorry, I should have muted myself.
No worries. For more introductions, and maybe as I'm going across my screen, I see Amy is the next box over from myself. So do you want to go next, Amy?
Sure. I'm Amy Pepper. I'm a senior project engineer for the city. I've been with the city 4 years now. Before that, I was with the city of Troutdale for about 15 years. So I'm getting close to 20 years of experience, which is kind of shocking. I mostly do, I'm in the engineering department in the city, and I work on development and capital projects. We have a small team, and we're super busy right now with different capital and development projects. In addition to my work at the city, I'm also the chair of the Oregon Association of Clean Water Agencies, which is a nonprofit group that is, it started a little over 30 years ago with wastewater entities across the state coming together to work together with BQ issues, and it's expanded to stormwater issues. The city of West Lynn obviously doesn't have a wastewater permit, as we send it all to West, all of our wastewater, but we do have a stormwater permit. So in that realm, I'm still, I guess, knowledgeable as the chair of that group. This is my last year as the chair, and then I'll be moving to past chair, thankfully, and let other people take the helm in that group. And I am the acting and probably ongoing staff liaison for this group.
Okay, I guess I'll go next. There's this bit of a delay. My name's Jamie Rodriguez. Been on the UAB since I think September or August of last year. This is probably only my 4th or 5th meeting. I don't know, it's been a little sparsed out. In my free time, I'm a product development engineer for Leatherman Tool, make the plier-based tools.
What kind of tools was that again, Jeremy?
The Leatherman tools. So,
Leatherman tools. Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm Tony Larson. I know this was Anthony, but I prefer Tony. This is my 2nd year on the UAB. I am a lifelong West Lynn resident, born and raised. Decided to keep my family here because, this is a great place. I work for the city of Milwaukee in our street department, and That was a change of career for me about 3 years ago. I worked briefly for City of Portland before accepting a larger role at City of Milwaukee. And yeah, so I love it. And so I wanted to get involved with my community, seeing how things work over there in Milwaukee. Wanted to get involved and make my city better. So that's why I'm here.
I'll go next. I'm Mona LaPierre. I've been on the board since January, so this is my second or third meeting. I've been retired for 4 years, and prior to that, I worked for Clackamas County Water Environment Services for 25. I also served, I was a member of AQUA, along with Amy, for many of those years as well. So my focus, I have a broad focus of environmental regulations. And one of my main areas why I wanted to serve on this is to bring my knowledge from there. And also, I am extremely interested in I&I in the city of West Lynn and want to make sure that we address that appropriately.
What, when you say I&I, what do you mean there?
I mean infiltration and inflow. I live up in the Sunset neighborhood, and it's, I can see the water just going into the sewer when it shouldn't be. And I also noticed in the capital project update, there was talk about doing an I&I project, but it did not say which basin.
We will get to that, but I think
I know, I just happy. Realized that, so never mind. Yeah.
I think you'll be happy with the news.
Good.
Okay, I'm next. I'm John Miller, and I've been on the UAB since 2011. I've been vice chair and chair, and I'm a former teacher. I'm retired, and I hear what you're saying, Mona, about getting in touch with Social Security, those people. I've been with Willamette Falls Heritage Foundation. And I've been chair of Clackamas Cable Advisory Board, those kinds of things. I also used to be the videographer for City of West Lynn City Council. So, that's it.
Amy, I'm just trying to allow all your members to go before I go. Is Ed going to go?
I don't see Ed on there.
Ed? Oh, does he not have audio anymore? I see his phone number.
Do you see it? I don't. Okay.
His phone is there, and I've sent an unmute request.
Well, I'll go ahead and introduce myself. Hi to you all. My name is Todd Jones, and I'm a new West Lynn City Councilor. So I'm serving as a liaison between the council and you. I want to begin by saying I'm pretty impressed because I have served on a couple advisory groups with the city, and without naming them, I'll be honest with you, the people on them didn't always have much expertise in the subject matter. And I'm pretty impressed with what you're all telling me with your backgrounds. It looks like we got a all-star team here that knows what they're doing. So that's pretty cool. I am a high school teacher in West Lynn. I teach history and government and economics, and I do some coaching at Rosemont Ridge. And I'm here primarily to listen and to learn. No one has given me a roadmap for what it means to be a council liaison to an advisory group. And I think that's good because that means we can make it whatever we want. So however I can best serve you and support you, let me know. Thank you. Just so I have it for my record, Amy, what's Ed's last name?
Keonjian. K-E-O-N-J-I-A-N. Hopefully I didn't butcher that.
Thank you.
So our last member is Mike Gates, and he was actually he's a new member, our newest member, and he actually requested on the agenda to have an expanded meet and greet. So,
Wow.
Yes, that happens. And I don't think I can unmute Ed.
Well, I will at least share that Mike is a former Westland City Council from a while ago. I'm going to say 20 years ago or so. So he has a lot of experience with the city, and he lives in the Bolton neighborhood down near River Street by the river. Oh, and I live in Willamette, over by the river, by the park, and by the grade school.
And I guess if we can't hear Ed, John, I was wondering, would you be willing to share a brief intro on Ed's behalf, since I know you've worked together for a long time?
Yeah, Ed's been on the advisory board, utility advisory board, since I believe the inception, 1994. He was one of the founders, and way back when, and he's a lawyer, and has quite a few. He'd like to see the role of UAB not only have to do with water rates, but sewage and stuff also, and see it have a more expanded role. And he brings a lot of experience to the position.
Thanks, John. So with that, I think we can move on to the next item of business on our agenda, which is the approval of the summary notes from March 2021. And I'd ask if anyone had any proposed amendments to those notes or anything that wasn't captured.
As I mentioned, under capital project update, there's talk about preliminary design, and then it says this basin. And was that basin identified during that meeting?
Possibly. It's the Sunset Basin. I can make that amendment. I don't recall if I mentioned the exact basin, but it's in the Sunset neighborhood.
Okay. With that notation, I move to approve.
I second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
I'm going to abstain because I wasn't here.
Yep.
At that meeting. I wasn't on the board then, so.
Yep. Any nay votes? Okay, sounds like none. So our next item is chair and vice chair elections. Do we have any nominations?
I'll nominate Jocelyn for chair.
I was going to nominate John for chair and say that I'd be willing to serve as a vice chair.
Okay. Do you still have the baby or the young kid, child?
They're a year older now, but.
Okay. Well, do you accept the nominee? Would you accept? Well, he has to be seconded, first of all, right?
Well, I guess let's hear, are there any other nominations? Are there any other folks that either would like to nominate someone or that might be interested in nominating themselves to serve as chair or vice chair?
Okay, I'll nominate myself then, okay? Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Okay.
So did that sound like something? Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say I'd second the vice chair for Jocelyn.
Oh, okay. So it's up to you, Chair.
I think I'm right now. I'm from the last go around, I was vice chair, so I'm sort of right now filling in as acting chair, I guess, until we have our elections. So it sounds like we had a motion and second for John as chair and for me, Jocelyn Pease, as vice chair. Did I hear that correctly from folks? Do we have any other proposals to consider at this time? All right, can we vote then on that proposed slate? All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? All right, there we go. Sounds like the motion carries. So John, congratulations.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jocelyn, and thank you, everyone. Okay. Well, let's move on to the next item of business then. Number 4, capital project update. I am assuming that's from Amy. Is that correct?
Yeah. So as I mentioned, we have a lot of things going on. We just wrapped up our major water replacement project. We started a new water. It's not a water replacement project, but we have over the winter time during the ice storm, we have this strange water line that kind of goes off road out of the right of way through a canyon, and a tree hit a valve just perfectly and caused a water main break, and we went and repaired it. But in investigating how do we make sure that never happens again, we realized there was a pretty short segment of pipe we could put actually in the right of way and abandon that line that kind of goes off road through the canyon. So that work is starting on Sky Parkway this week and should take a couple weeks to complete. The council and the budget committee, well, I guess the budget committee tentatively approved a budget for the next cycle. So as soon as that is finally approved by the council this month, we will start design of our next round of water replacement projects. As I mentioned back in March, we're actively pursuing a couple other sewer projects. One is an INI project where we are lining the sewer lines in the Sunset neighborhood. That is, according to our master plan, that was the highest INI basin in the city. So we went and smoke tested the lines and identified which lines likely had a high INI. So we're finishing that design package. So that will go out to bids shortly. The sewer line in Bittner is.
Hey, Amy, a question real quick. I'm sorry to interrupt, but a moment ago you were sharing the agenda that had all these projects written in it. Could you share that again so we could read along as you speak?
Sure.
Sorry to interrupt. Thank you.
I don't know if the agenda included it, but I will go through my notes. I'll share.
Oh, well, you had something on the screen earlier that listed all the projects that you're discussing now. That was it'd be helpful to follow that. Someone did.
I think that was the capital projects update from the last meeting.
Yeah, that was probably the capital ones. But here's my notes.
Never mind. Meeting. Sorry. Okay.
That's okay. Those will be included, but I'll kind of go through. So I mentioned the sewer lining project in the Sunset neighborhood. Also in across from Sunset Elementary on Bittner. We have a sewer line. It's located, it's really shallow. It's like a foot deep. And it's located right in people's front yard. And we're moving that actually out into the Bittner right of way, deepening it. So we're working on design of that. That will go to construction in the fall, depending on timing with school, because that area gets pretty congested with pick up and drop off for Sunset Elementary. But that project is currently under design. It's an in-house design. The biggest project that we have probably coming up that will be coming back to the UAB is the Abernathy Bridge. It appears that ODOT will get the funding to replace the Abernathy Bridge, which means that our water main that is crossing that bridge will have to be relocated, replaced, what have you, as it's, I think we mentioned previously, it's right in the middle of that span. And when they redo the Abernathy Bridge, they're gonna widen both abutments, and that means our water line's not gonna be able to connect to a bridge. So right now we're looking at design, but we don't really have a choice in doing that. So we're looking at some design options, but it's looking that it could cost as high as $9 million for the city. And if you recall back in the fall when we met and we looked at the projections in our fund, that was going to be a major hit to our water fund. We are looking at some funding options with ODOT. The Abernathy Bridge came in kind of later than some of the earlier work that we have associated with 205. And ODOT's policy is when you have a utility in their right of way, it's your duty when they say for you to relocate it and manage that. So that will be fully funded by the city. How we figure out how we can pay for that is up for future discussion, whether or not we do bonds or we can get a loan from ODOT. We're exploring all those options and we don't have a lot of details. The 205 project, I'm sure as you are all aware, it's kind of been a hot and cold project. So it gets started and it goes forward, and then they realize they don't have money for the next phase, and it appears with this round of legislature that they will have funding for that portion, at least for the Abernathy Bridge. So be prepared probably in August for us to come back with some more detailed discussions about that project, but it is a pretty big hit to our budget in the future.
And Amy, is there any update yet on timing, or is it still pretty uncertain?
I think they said construction timing, assuming that the legislature approves funding, construction of the Abernathy Bridge starting at the end of 2022. It'll be, wow, you know, several years. And that's just for the Abernathy Bridge. That's phase one. Phase two is the other portions in Westland, which includes the Broadway Bridge, includes Sunset Overpass, which I think the Broadway Bridge stays. There's one bridge that goes away, Sunset, and the other one will be completely reconstructed. So they'll be out of service for a certain portion of time. So huge impacts. The utilities on Sunset were put in before ODOT's rules about, you know, local jurisdictions having to pay for the utilities. So that one, we may have more latitude because we do have a water line and a sewer line on the Sunset Overpass that we'll also have to pay potentially to replace and reconfigure. But I think those ones, we might have gotten those ones in before they changed their rules. So there's some significant funding with those projects that we'll have to discuss. And then the last water line project is, I think I've discussed previously with the Lake Oswego project. They gave us a 24-inch steel line that they abandoned when they put in the water treatment plant. We are intending to slip line a 12-inch line through there to increase the water capacity along Highway 43 ahead of the Highway 43 improvements. And that's essentially from it's to the Lake Oswego border, essentially, that we're doing it. Highway 43 construction is significantly reduced. We had $7 to $8 million in construction, and we've reduced with all of the different construction costs associated with working with ODOT. Instead of doing a mile and a half, we can only do 2 intersections apparently along Highway 43, but we are continuing to move forward with the waterline replacement project along Highway 43. That one is, we're wrapping up design right now with the intent to go to construction in the fall. Do you have any questions about the big projects that we have going on? We have a road program. It's not related to water so much, but we do have a big road program that's we just closed bids on, and that will be awarded presumably at the next council meeting. And we are actively working on Safe Routes to Schools. There's various projects for our Safe Routes to Schools project, as well as the 10th Street interchange. The city, as part of the bond projects, has funded for the 10th Street interchange to be a city project. So that is actively under design. So lots of big capital projects.
Okay, does anybody have any questions to ask Amy?
I do have a question about the Abernathy Bridge project. I think Amy, you'd said that is currently that we're considering design options for it. And I was wondering if there are potentially a range of design solutions that could address that need, and if there's major cost differentials in those different options.
So the design options we have discussed, and I'm not sure how far into design we're actually going to get to, if it's more going to be conceptual, is boring under the river, so we're just off the bridge completely. Or just doing seismic upgrades, potentially doing a dual line so that we have some resiliency on the bridge, so that if one line goes down, since that's our primary source of water from South Fork, that we always have a backup line. So those kind of options we're exploring. We
with the boring option, does that address seismic resiliency concerns, or?
It would be part of that factor as well.
Yeah.
Another part of the design is just, what do we do? How do we keep that water line in service during construction when they do construction of the bridge? Do we design and build a temporary bridge just for our water line? Is there some other kind of support we can have for that water line so we're still in service? Or do we have to negotiate with Lake Oswego for water? So there's a number of factors that we're discussing with what is the best option. Again, that water line is smack dab in the middle between those two spans if they're going to separate. So
yeah,
we don't have the option to just wait.
Wondering what that looked like with timing for construction, and the timing for the bridge construction, and the timing for needing our solution.
We have hired the same firm to do the design, and in working with ODOT, we're kind of on their timeline. So they will tell us what the timeline is for when our water line will be impacted. So we have to come up with a solution so that we can keep water flowing.
Amy, if I remember correctly, the sewer line, does it run across Abernathy, or does it go across the old bridge?
It goes across the old bridge.
Old bridge.
I know. Was wondering
if there's any way to work with each other to get those projects done.
Wes is looking at something on the Abernathy Bridge, but I don't recall what exactly the purpose is, but they are looking at some line to cross the Abernathy Bridge. We put them in contact with ODOT's design engineers for that.
That would be a good way to coordinate efforts and save some money.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah. You would think.
It's all going to be expensive. That's all I
thought. Boring option, a lot more expensive
You know, I don't know if I've seen recent updates on the boring option. Lake Oswego, for their water treatment plant, they bore under the river. So it's not unheard of. But I just don't know if it's going to be cost effective.
Yeah.
Just real quick, and I know we spoke about this, I think back in January, when we made this suggestion to city councils, this might be more for Todd, just kind of get on his radar. And I know that we had, you know, we've made the recommendation for the 5% increase, but kind of looking for the future, a way to ask for more, ask for, you know, get something on the ballot for citizens. And I know that with everything going on in COVID, with things being closed down, you know, maybe that might have slipped off somebody else's radar. Just so maybe Todd's up to speed and is aware that we also kind of recommended that we look at a rate increase ask to the public so that we could, you know, go over that 5%. And I think back then we were still kind of unsure what was going to happen with 205, and with it sounding like it's going to move forward, that seems even kind of more of a dire need. So just kind of get that on his radar.
Thank you, Tony. May I respond, Chair? John?
Yes, Sam.
Hey, thanks, Tony. I appreciate that. We just, the budget committee, which is the 5 city councilors plus the 5 citizen members, so it makes up a group of 10 people, they unanimously approved a budget a couple weeks ago, and it's going to go before city council this Monday for final adoption. I've got it sitting here in front of me right now, and I'm looking at it as we speak. To the best of my recollection, your rate increase is still just at that max 5% that we tend to do with everything on a regular basis for this particular biennium. I suspect the council is amenable to a conversation. I do notice, I'm looking at it right now, that as for the Abernathy project, and Amy, correct me if I'm quoting this wrong, but it looks like we already have $6 million in the next fiscal year, 2022, from the water fund. It's already set aside for the water main relocation under Abernathy. So we've got a chunk of change for that match with ODOT in place right now. Now, I'm noticing in the email that Amy's sharing with us that Lance said $9 million. So I'm not sure about how that number squares with what I've got in the budget, but in the budget, I'm showing $6 million set aside for next fiscal year.
Yeah, I think the budget, you know, we had to put that together a couple months ago, and the numbers are still getting more refined as we go through engineering, which is why there will be further discussions. What the what Tony is discussing is that in the fall, we looked at our projections for the water fund, and we can do these, you know, one-time hits for the water fund for this big project, but long-term, we essentially have to defer our water replacement projects, waterline replacement projects, and other big projects. So at some point, it's likely that the council and the city will have to go to the voters and say, you know, we have to get more than 5%. This has kind of been holding down our rates artificially, and we have these huge projects that we just can't keep artificially holding down. I think once we have more information about how much the water line on Abernathy is going to cost, potentially more. We do have in the next fiscal year our water master plan project, where we'll look holistically at our system and refine more of those projects and help nail down. We'll be able to have that honest, educated discussion with the public and really point out, here are the facts of why 5% isn't cutting it. And this is when you only do 5%, this is what's happening. I think Councillor Jones says you probably recognized our water rates are the lowest in the area. And it's partly because we have artificially kept them at a 5% rate increase, which is, it's, you know, we've been handling it, but our water rates just haven't even kept up with what's in the region. So likely we'll have to go to the voters.
I appreciate that, Amy. Thank you.
So
can I offer?
Okay. So is that Jocelyn there?
Yes, it is. Okay, I wanted to offer a comment as well, following up this discussion. So my understanding from our prior conversations is that we may have a couple of different options available to us as far as meeting this funding need. One of which could be a rate increase in excess of the 5%. Another could be requesting authority for a bond. And so I think what I'm a little bit concerned about is it sounds like the timing for when we need to build this project is uncertain. My recollection is that we have like a 6 to 9 month lead time that we might need in getting a request out to voters, including the messaging that we'd want to do and getting it actually on ballots. And so I'm just wondering, it sounds like maybe at our August meeting that we would have another conversation about this. But what I would ask if it can be arranged is if we could have a suite of options presented to us that we could then be able to make a recommendation, I guess. And Amy, if I'm getting tangled up in the timing and it's not quite so urgent, let me know. But in light of the lead time required to actually take it to voters, it seems like we need to figure this out pretty soon.
Yeah,
I think ask a question.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I should have said John. John, if I might ask a question.
Yes, Todd.
Jocelyn, just ahead. To clarify, when you say funding for this project, which project are you referring to? Are you referring to Abernathy specifically or something broader?
Yeah, Abernathy specifically. That seems like that's where, I mean, we have a number of projects that Amy presents to us on a regular basis as far as which are the priorities and which won't be funded for this particular cycle. But I think the major budget hole or sink, if you will, is this 205 project. So that's what I'm referring to.
Thank you.
So does anyone else have a question that they'd like to address, have addressed to Amy regarding this? Okay. I just have a question in terms of, it took me a while to find my old folder here, but I have a spreadsheet here of the water fund, and I'm just wondering if the CFO could make a presentation to us in August or September in terms of where we're at financially. And I have to get up to speed on a lot of these names still. I mean, is it still Lauren,
the CFO? Yeah, okay. Lauren is still our finance director. I can put in the request. I know usually August, they're still going through some audit stuff, but I think I think we'll have more information about the 205 water line probably by August, where we can discuss a suite of options with proposed financing of that. And Jocelyn is correct that if we need to go to the voters, the earliest we'd be able to go after August would likely be May. So there's a number of factors that we would need to take into account for that.
Well, on this spreadsheet, spreadsheets, there's several different options here, scenarios, but it lays out on the bottom of it where we're at in terms of with the 5% and if we're at a negative or a positive. So it'd just be nice to see those kinds of numbers if they would be, so we could see them as the board. So does anyone else have any other questions? Okay, so let's move on to, I'm sorry, but my screen is jumping. I'm dealing with some technology issues here. So, the next item on the agenda has disappeared on mine here. So there we go. Okay. So the next public comments, are there any public comments?
No, we are live streaming to YouTube right now. I probably should have mentioned that.
Right.
And our policy is written comments need to come in before noon on the meeting day. I did not receive any, and I did not receive any requests to for anybody from the public to speak today. So,
okay. So then let's go on, move on to the number item six, other business. Is there any other business that anyone would like to bring before the board? I heard Mona say something earlier, so.
No, I got my question answered.
Okay. So if no one else has something to say in other business, I'd like to, as the chairman, I'm trying to get up to speed here. I'm realizing how much I've missed out on here lately. In the past, we've met like at Tri-Cities, or we've gone to South Fork Water Board for meetings. And also we've had on-site visits at many of the water things around West Lynn. And so I was just going to throw out to the board, what are the places that you'd like to see in terms of on-site visits? For me, I know that I would be interested in seeing where we're at currently in West Lynn, maybe visit a place or two and see where we're at. Also, South Fork Water Board, we've had meetings held there, and you know, we get an idea of where they give a tour of the plant, and it's kind of enlightening. So anyway, I was just wondering, is anybody interested in having a meeting at another place when we can meet in person?
I know we discussed that, well, it was probably about a year and a half ago. We discussed that with Ed, because I know South Fork had just done a new facility or remodeled their facility. And we had plans to do that before everything got shut down.
Right.
Go ahead, Tri-City John. Just got through with a major upgrade as well. So that might be a nice place to have a meeting.
Yeah, it's very impressive, actually. So Amy, could you or can someone coordinate that, a meeting at Tri-City or South Fork Water Board?
Yeah, we had kind of put it all on the back burner as we're dealing with remote meetings, but I think right. In the next month, things will be opening up again where we can meet in person, and hopefully those facilities will open up as well so we can have in-person meetings at those facilities. But I can start trying to coordinate those with those agencies.
Right, okay.
I wonder,
go ahead, Jocelyn.
If I may. For our next meeting, I mean, I don't know where exactly we'll be. I would hope that we might be able to meet in person at City Hall like we had traditionally. And I wonder if maybe an offsite might be better for the fall, and particularly where I think the next one, we're hoping to get a focus on the financial issues and the Abernathy Bridge, just as far as timing.
Yeah, I agree with you that it might be better to have a meeting at City Hall first before we do that. Does anybody else have thoughts or feelings about that? Okay, so I guess we'll try to have the meeting at City Hall next time if we can, all right?
Yeah, Amy, do you have any sense of that?
City Hall was reopened to the public this week. We haven't opened up for meetings. We're continuing to watch what the state and county does. If you follow the news, it's possible that a lot of the restrictions will go away by the end of this month, which will allow us to meet in person at our next meeting. So fingers crossed that things keep going the way they are and we can meet in person soon.
Okay. Okay, so we've always tried to keep the meetings at an hour or less. We have slipped over a few times. So does anybody else have any other business they'd like to bring up? Okay. Do I hear a motion? Oh, go ahead. Or did I hear an echo of my voice? Okay. Do I hear a motion to close the meeting then? To adjourn the meeting, excuse me.
Motion to adjourn.
I second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. All right. Thank you very much. And we'll see you guys all in August, hopefully in person. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Nice to see you again, Todd.